We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Your execution on the donkey of the day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
He gave me donkey of the day and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
Tell them. It's time for donkey of the day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne with God.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who you give a donkey of the day to now?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, February 27th, Sexy Red, goes to a 60-year-old Texas man named Mitchell Vest. No need to waste any time here today, folks. I'm just going to read you the headline from the New York Post this morning. The headline reads, "Kilt-wearing shopper seen stuffing antiques up his butt and then placing them back on shelves." Let's go to Fox 26 Houston for the report, please.
Thursday, February 8th was a normal day at this spring antique store, until cameras caught the moment a customer in a kilt took a liking to certain items on the shelf.
I had to watch it a couple of times just to be sure that I knew what I was looking at.
Susan Golden has managed the 85,000 square foot shop for 20 years. Cameras show a man in a tank top and kilt grab a kitchen fork or spoon from a display. He then walks over to the other side. His hand stays behind him for a while. He's then seen placing the item back on the shelf.
I realized when he put them back that he wasn't trying to steal them. He was doing other things with them.
In another section, a closer look. He grabs another item, shoves it underneath the kilt, and puts it back.
He needs to be caught and stopped.
Mitchell Vest was stuffing antiques up his butthole and then placing them back on the shelves. I got so many questions, and I don't know which one to ask first, because I need to know how big were these antique items.
Whoa.
And I need to know how big was his butthole.
Whoa.
Okay, based on the size of the antiques, I can determine the measurements of his anus. All right? This man is a whole freak, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what happens when you kink shame people. All right? I feel like I've told you this before, but you have to let people have romantic rectum rendezvous if that's what they want. Okay, y'all have demonized butt play, and I don't think that's fair for those amongst us who enjoy booty exploration. If you want to be Christopher Columbus, you have that right, and you shouldn't be shamed for it, okay? That doesn't mean, though, you can make poor choices just because you don't have a safe space to do prostate stimulation, all right? Just because you aren't comfortable popping the old gristle ring doesn't give you the right to go commit a crime like this, okay? You were putting antique items back on the shelf after giving them the scenic tour through Browntown? Disgusting. Okay, the good old poop hole loophole. Somebody out there touched all your butt boogers just because you nasty. All right, this is also why we have to lower inflation. Okay, because clearly Mitchell couldn't afford anal plugs. All right, now, this morning, I Googled dildos for men just to see the price of them. Okay, $25.91 for a Jock Duo male anal dildo. Okay, they got a Colt male anal vibrator for $31.59, and poor Mitch can't afford either one of them. So instead, he's in the antique shop sticking talking Pee Wee Herman dolls up his hiney. Okay? All right? I don't know what's happening, okay? This man is in a kilt sticking antiques up his anus. Okay? He is Rowdy Roddy Fudge Packer. Now, we have a list of things he used to do the chocolate mushroom slap. These are actual things that they said he put in his butt. A makeup brush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A restoration hardware piece. I don't even know what that is. Okay. An antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can. What the hell is that?
A tobacco tent can?
These things ain't small items.
That's the stuff that you spit the...
The tobacco in?
Yeah.
Like a little round can?
No, they big round.
Jesus Christ. I'm reading the story and it says the male was then observed removing the items and placing them back on shelves. If you cavity search this man, there is no telling what you will find. Okay, that man has a pawn shop located right on Prostate Drive. You just got to go down Hershey Highway and make a left, okay? And he got everything you're looking for and probably some things you not. Now, did you know that the name of the antique store, and I'm not making this up, was the Curiosity Shop? I cannot make this kind of stuff up, people. I'm not that good. Google the story. You'll see it yourself. He went to the Curiosity Shop, had a couple of backdoorgasms, and in the complaint, the store owner said it had to throw away the items that were used in this incident due to the items being smothered in feces. Smothered in dingle gravy. Oh! He's been arrested for criminal mischief, and he's probably disappointed because he won't be in there long enough to get his starfish scratched. Please. Give Mitchell Vest the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Such a strange, delightful world we live in.
Is he okay, like, mentally? Like, is it something...
You say he's 60 years old. He got him tell this. 60. The man has kinks, man. Okay?
It literally could be something wrong. It has to be something wrong with him. He's 60 years old. What race is he?
Like, yeah, wait,
what
can
is
we it? Play a game?
Yes, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is! All right.
Game out clues.
Mitchell Vest, Mitchell. 60 years old from Texas, was in a store called the Curiosity Shop, which is an antique store, wearing a kilt, and he was sticking things up his butt. Guess what race he is!
Jess?
What's his name?
Mitchell Vest.
White. Shake it off,
shake it off. Okay, okay.
Why you say white?
He's wearing a kilt.
That's what I was thinking,
you know,
the same thing.
The only black person I knew that is Jaden Smith, but, you know, he's not really that black either.
Man, shut up, man. TJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Mitchell Vest.
Yes.
Mitchell Vest, 60 years old.
Yes.
From Texas.
Yes.
Was wearing a kilt in an antique store called the Curiosity Shop, and he was caught sticking things up his butt. Guess what race it is?
I'm going white.
I can see why y'all would say that.
It's the kilt.
I can see why y'all would
say
that.
Yeah, it's like...
And y'all are absolutely correct. He is Big White.
Yeah, Big White.
Big White. Capital Riot White. Okay. Insurrection White.
right?
He bought the Trump sneakers off eBay for $22,000, white. Okay?
All right.
And salute to the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee, Big Mac. Big Mac Big Mac said, imagine buying an antique from that shop and sniffing it and being like, the 80s smell, kind of. Then he said, the dude sold all these items on Shark Tank.
Oh, no. Stupid.
This guy.
He's just from the back texting me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.